Many of us are fascinated by those old mills that use water power to turn wheels or turbines that in turn power the machinery to grind grain and perform many other tasks. In Central Oregon, there's a place where you can still experience that and see the impact the place had on the world. We go there on this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
The Thompson Mill dates to the years just ahead of the Civil War. This important historic mill is today a state heritage area. Rye Gesford helps oversee the place. Rye says he became knowledgeable about this mill, in part because of the time he worked here.
I started coming here around 2007, helping out with managing some of the nighttime gate management for the water. I had a great opportunity then because it was nighttime and there wasn't much to do outside to start studying and really getting into the mill's history.
Rye still has to manage the water that can flow through the turbines and operate the machinery yet today. He can also share the history of the place through the many artifacts found here.
In the 1890s, when the Thompson family took over, it became more of a commercial operation where they were buying up huge lots of wheat and selling that flour all across the world. And then in the 1940s, as the flour operation started to struggle, they started to transition into animal feed.
Some of the old cloth flour sacks are on the walls with insignias that show the great breadth of where their products were sent.
They were shipping flour to China. You know, when the Panama Canal opened up, that opened up a lot of markets. During World War I, they were producing flour and helping participate in the famine relief in Belgium and France.
While this mill closed for commercial business in the early 2000s, it can still operate. In fact, that is part of the fun, to see this machine remove as it's powered by the flowing water just outside these walls.
We have a water demonstration where we'll take you downstairs to the basement. We'll open up the flume gates, and one of our turbines still operates, and it operates some of the machinery in the mill. We also have an electric demonstration where we turn on one of the electric motors.
It's part of the area's history that operated for about 150 years and is still used as a living history demonstration of the importance of these mills to the local farming community and their impact around the world. Traveling the countryside near Shedd, Oregon, I'm Andrew McCrae.